Welcome to the Archives of the Loralee Show, conversation for exploration, timeless discussions to challenge and expand our worldview. And while you may find our guests fascinating, the views expressed may not necessarily reflect those of our own or of the Cuyamangue Institute. That's why we call it Conversation for Exploration. And join in our ongoing live events, interviews, our own presentations, and much, much more as we go exploring. Learn more at CuyamangueInstitute.com and Loralee.com. Welcome to Conversation for Exploration. Hi, I'm your host, Loralee. And my husband, Paul Robert, and I are here today to welcome Lori Snyder and Laura Cisneros, who are welcoming much heart and wisdom traditions into their work in British Columbia with nature walks, plant medicine, and most recently with Flavio Sante from the Ecuadorian Amazon. Lori and Laura have arranged this visit with Flavio today, with Laura translating, to share his cultural traditions of the sacred tobacco medicine ceremony, how tobacco was traditionally cultivated by his family for generations, and why he says the spirit of tobacco is protective, cleansing, grounding, as well as transformative. The elder wisdom holders and teachers, he says, use fresh and dried tobacco leaves, liquid tobacco infusions, and tobacco smoke, though never inhaled, to connect with ancestral spirits and to heal their patients. Flavio will share the wisdom of his ancestors and a prophecy, what his grandfathers told him and that he wants to relay on to us. And we are also joined by Professor Christine Van Poole, a professor of anthropology at the University of Missouri, who with her husband Todd has long been looking at the tobacco use and ceremonies ritually of Mesoamerican cultures that they study. So welcome all. Thanks for being here today. And particularly, I want to welcome you, Flavio. And Lori, let's begin with you. And if you could introduce yourself and how you came to know Flavio and Laura and how you put this talk together for us today.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Lori Snyder. I'm an educator of wild medicinal plants, native plants. And in my journey and recognizing this reciprocal relationship with our living world, I started to realize that buying back ancestral lands would be a wonderful way to show my gratitude. And in that, putting sort of that intention out, I came across Flavio Sante. And in that journey with Flavio, getting to know him, I met Laura Cisneros, and we together have a collective known as In Harmony in Nature. So we wanted to come today to share some of the teachings of tobacco as we, six weeks ago, we all sat in a posture. We got the message about the teachings of tobacco. So we wanted to share this very old teaching with our good friend Flavio, sharing that with us.
Welcome, Flavio. It's so good to have you here. Hello again, Laura Cisneros. Thank you for pulling this panel together, Lori.
Yes.
And let's also welcome Christine Van Poole, professor of anthropology at the University of Missouri. You're all on a quest to use and understand tobacco medicine. Christine, do you want to just briefly explain tobacco medicine is different from what we generally think of as tobacco as used in our country currently?
Thank you so much to everyone for today. I really appreciate the invitation. And Flavio and Lori, it's nice to meet you. So thank you. And Laura, in America, obviously, tobacco has been demonized. It's considered an unhealthy, bad plant that causes cancer. But most of our Native American friends tell us that tobacco is a beautiful person. It's a beautiful being and has a lot of healing and things that we should respect about the plant. I would just say that's something we know from the indigenous populations in North America.
And Flavio, it's wonderful to have someone of an indigenous tradition with us today and to share your knowledge not only of your use of this plant, but also your whole quest to keep your ancestral lands alive, to keep your ancestral knowledge alive. Laura, you will be translating. And how do we proceed? What can we ask Flavio? A little bit about his background, about his journey here. Yeah.
Start from the beginning.
Yes. So thank you so much, Laura and Paul, for this invitation, Lori for organizing, and Christine for being here and being part of this beautiful conversation. We have a beautiful friend and teacher here, Flavio Santi. He comes from Ecuador, what we call today Ecuador, but he lives in the Amazon, in a community called Amazanga. And he carries lineage and medicine secrets that are at least 16,000 years old. And he has been working with different medicines, especially the tobacco medicine, the Wayusa tea medicine, and the ayahuasca medicine. We are so grateful to have this honor to be sharing the space with our teacher and good friend, Flavio Santi. He lives in the jungle, in the forest, with in a community that is called Amazanga community. He carries medicines and secrets that are at least 16,000 years old. He's here to bring awareness about the work that he has been doing for 35 years, recovering, rebuying, I like to say rebuying his own ancestral lands, who has been stolen from the colonial system, mining companies, oil companies, government. So he's here to protect the land and to find solidarity and financial support. His lineage is coming from the Chuar and Quechua people. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let Flavio to tell us a little bit more about himself and his story, and I will be translating.
Wonderful. Welcome, Flavio. Thank you.
Buenas tardes, amigos, hermana, hermanos. Mi nombre es Flavio. Mi comunidad se llama Amazanga, espíritu de la selva significa. Estoy caminando en el norte con Wayusa, tabaco, ayahuasca y ofreciendo medicina, sanación y enseñanza espiritual. Tengo muchas historias y mensajes.
So, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Flavio Santi, and I'm coming from the Amazanga community. And Amazanga means the spirit of the jungle. And he's here in the north. He has been walking the north with three medicines, Wayusa, tobacco, and ayahuasca. And he's here with all his secrets, all his teachings, all his medicine. And thank you so much, he said, for this invitation as well.
Going back 16,000 years, that's quite a long tradition. How does he trace the culture back that far? And what a rich legacy to want to protect and continue.
Y este legado que es tan rico que tú quieres proteger y cuidar.
El conocimiento es como una semilla. Comienza a sembrar, crece, 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 crece. Entonces el conocimiento espiritual no tiene dimensión. Tiene principio, no tiene dimensión. Entonces es lo mismo la sabiduría de los ancestros. Se puede comenzar a sembrar, se puede cosechar, se puede volver a sembrar, de nuevo sembrar semilla de conciencia. Entonces en cada clan ha venido en nuestra generación este secreto. En nuestros propios nombres, en nuestra propia sangre, ha venido genéticas de conocimiento.
He says that this knowledge of 60,000 years is like a seed that you plant and it will grow and it will mature, it will flower, it will give fruit, and then you collect the seeds and you plant it again and come in, mm-hmm. and repeat the process as many times as is needed. So today he's doing that. He's planting the seed again. And he likes to say what he's planting is a seed of consciousness. So in this seed of consciousness, what he's doing is to replanting all the knowledge that he has carried through his grandfather's teachings. So it's very easy to trace. It's like a plant. It's like a plant that you have been cultivating over and over and over again.
What has his training been with the elders? What is that training like? What is it about? How does that take place?
Mi experiencia desde muy pequeño, mi mamá, mi papá me formatearon desde el estómago. Y nací, crecí, y cuando crecí, a mis abuelos me iban dando medicina desde estómago hasta que yo tuve 5 años, 6 años, sí tiene uso de razón, y comencé a tomar guayusa y tabaco, guayusa y tabaco.
So since his mother was pregnant, he has receiving the medicine. Even before he was born, he was already receiving the medicines. And then when he was born, his mother and father continued to give him medicines. And then when he was 5 to 6 years old, 7 even, he started to work with his grandfather. And his grandfather started offering him the medicine of tobacco and guayusa.
This idea of the sacredness of tobacco and the role of tobacco culturally is something that's new to us in this part of the world, in the Western world. Please give us more information. Please provide us a foundation for understanding. How does this particular plant speak? What is the voice? What is the spirit of the plant?
Sí, pero primero pregunto de antes de cómo mantuvieron.
Mm-hmm. So he hasn't finished the story about how the tradition is kept for thousands of years. So he wants to elaborate a little bit more before he goes into the tobacco story.
Good.
Tell us the story. What do you want us to know? Yeah.
Primero es resistencia. Ser fuerte para decir no a la globalización. Desde 120 años, mi abuelo, mi otro abuelo, rechazaron la globalización, tanto de Perú y tanto globalización de Ecuador. Entonces vivieron en la selva, diciendo no la iglesia, no la religión que vino con Biblia, ellos rechazaron porque cambiaron nombres de ellos, nombre en español, los propios nombres cambiaron, y él no estaba de acuerdo que cambiaran su nombre. Desde ahí se separó mi abuelo. Entonces era una resistencia y persecución. Pero esos dos mundos teníamos que entender cuando nosotros ya teníamos creciendo y creciendo y con conocimiento de los dos mundos. Teníamos que entender el mundo de la globalización y mundo indígena. Entonces sentíamos como el gobierno mismo nos pisoteaba, nos desvalorizaba como indio vago, indios salvajes, indios animales, tierras baldías. Entonces nosotros, desde ese corazón del desarrollo del mundo indígena, o sea, es una resistencia como subir contra la corriente con una canoa sin remo.
So he says the way that they have been able to maintain the cultures and the knowledge is through resistance. So both of his grandfathers, in the last 120 years, they say no to globalization. They say no to church. They say no to everything that it was against the indigenous knowledge. So instead of going and going to church, for example, or listening to what the government and the colonizers have to say, they stay in the jungle. They stay in the jungle. And that way they were able to maintain the culture. But this process hasn't finished yet. Is Flavio says it's like being in a canoe against the flow of the river with no paddles. So that is the kind of resistance that they have been through. And he was saying like how the church changed the name of the indigenous peoples to be, in this case, Spanish names. And both of his grandfathers says no to that. They say they cannot change our names. We have our name. So it has been a constant fight, constant battle since the colonizers arrived in the Amazon. And they didn't arrive like 500 years ago. The story is the story of resistance, to say no to globalization, to say no to the church, to say no to what is coming into their culture, to say no to the mining companies, to say no to the oil companies. Flavio has been fighting this all his life. We are going to send another YouTube video where you can see Flavio less than 20 years old, and he's fighting. He's fighting. Mm. He has been fighting because that's what he learned from his grandfathers, both his grandfathers.
He's met with some success. He has been able to, Flavio, you've been able to buy some of your lands back. And I understand you want to use a different tactic of getting them reclaimed. What's the story? How much have you done towards that?
Cuando yo hablo contra la corriente canoa subir, significa que al caminar miras muchas destrucciones de sitios sagrados. Entonces el abuelo tortuga enseña de no enojar, no ser un hombre enojón en la tierra. Eso permite de que su medicina camine contigo como un peregrino.
Mm-hmm. So when Flavio is saying that, when he's talking about this going on the canoe against the flow, against the stream of the river, what he's witnesses, what he's seeing is the destruction of the sacred sites. But when he witnessed that, he's following the teachings of Grandfather Turtle. And in those teachings, what Grandfather Turtle is teaching us is that we cannot get angry when we witness those. We can never get angry when we witness those, what is happening in the forest, what is happening to the sacred sites.
Abuelo Tambaco, el espíritu de Abuelo Tortuga, tuvieron un camino más difícil, el camino de luz, pero la más difícil, pero resistencia, lento, pero seguro.
Yeah. So the teachings from Grandfather Turtle is the teaching of that never get angry and walk slow, but knowing where you are going.
Mm.
And for Flavio, for him, what he sees is like he's a pilgrim walking to the north. He's not asking only like a beggar, but he's coming as a pilgrim to teach us, to show us, to tell us, to share with us what is happening down south, what is happening in the jungle. And it's in that resistance that he can tell us those stories. It's in that resistance that he can witness what is happening and come here and share.
Mm.
Entonces, el abuelo tortuga, al caminar desde la creación, donde grita el sol, a donde se oculta el sol, caminó, y descubrió en cada curva del río, descubrió diferentes aeropuertos internacionales de espíritus, las lagunas, las cascadas, las montañas, el bosque, la piedra mágica, eran aeropuertos internacionales de los espíritus.
So as Grandfather Tolto is walking by the river, he is discovering that there are many international airports.
Mm.
The spirits of the spirits. So international airports of the spirits. And he discovered that the waters, the mountains, the rivers, even the rocks, all of that is an international airport of the spirits.
A portal? What was he saying?
He called it this way, international airport of the spirits.
Entonces, en la creación, muchos abuelos que estaban adorando al Dios Sol, a la luz del sol, pero uno, cada palabra uno lleva mil años.
So since the creation times, there was times that and Flavio used this word in Quechua, uno, and each uno represents 1,000 years. Since the creation times, Grandfather Turtle and other grandfathers and grandmothers have carried the medicine and the stories and the knowledge.
It's a big responsibility to keep this going, isn't it?
Es muy serio.
It's very serious.
Prefiero que vivan ignorando mucha gente, pero este trabajo es muy serio, un compromiso muy grande, es global.
Mm.
Mundo. Mm. Universal.
So this is an universal work. And sometimes he prefers for some people not to know this, but he's here to share at the same time, because this is very serious.
And it's global, isn't it? This is
it's global. He says it's global, it's universal.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, cuando ellos meditaban a Dios Sol, preguntaban, ¿qué podemos poner la ofrenda al sol, al agua, a la creación? Porque todo estaba descubriendo, luna, luz, sol, descubrieron agua, todo, pero querían poner ofrenda al espíritu del agua, espíritu del sol, espíritu de las montañas. Querían poner ofrenda, pero no había mensaje. Entonces, todos los que estaban meditando, uno, dijo un hombre, dijo, voy a meditar la chonta. Descubrió la chonta, ¿qué significado tiene? Otro dijo, voy a meditar a la montaña. Descubrieron qué era montaña. Otro dijo, voy a meditar a la laguna. La laguna era Aeropuerto Internacional de los Espíritus. En esa playa, en esa laguna, sentó a meditar meses, años y años.
Since these ancestral times, since the original times of creation, the grandmothers and grandfathers, the abuelos and abuelas, they were meditating. They were meditating with the sun. They were meditating with the moon. They were meditating with the waters. And it's because at that time they were encountering, they were discovering everything. They were discovering the mountains. And Flavio says again, huno, 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 huno. So they were doing this meditation for thousands of years. So in this teaching of the grandfather turtle, it's not like when we say we have to move slow, it's not about waiting for a year. It's actually meditating for thousands of years to get to know the spirits of this. Different sites, the waters, the mountains, the rivers, everything that they are encountering at the creation times. And then they ask themselves, what is it, the offerings that we can offer to the spirits of these sacred sites? And then different grandfathers and grandmothers start to meditate with different elements. So One started to meditate with the palm tree, what he called chonta. Another one started to meditate with the mountains. Another one started to meditate with the river. But again, many, 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 many years of meditations.
Y el hombre que meditaba a la laguna mágica, Aeropuerto Internacional de los Espíritus, él se sentó y dio frío una noche, un frío muy fuerte. El juicio, el cambio de climático creado por el hombre. Entonces él se metió en la laguna, en la arena adentro y durmió.
So there was a man who was meditating with the lagoon, with the magical lagoon, and he was meditating with the lagoon, and he realized that this is an international airport of the spirits. But then one night he started to feel really, really cold. And he realizes this is the climate change created by the humans. So he decided to bury himself in the sand and to cover himself with the sand so he can get warmer. And the only thing that he left out was his nose so he can breathe.
Entonces la nariz estaba y de repente escuchó mensaje de la tierra al universo, desde la tercera montaña del universo, vino detrás de esta montaña, de tercera montaña detrás, vino tres estrellas, se llama Quillur Supaiwarmi, un espíritu femenino bajó la laguna, topó la tierra, sintió que el corazón estaba viva. Ah, usted estaba pidiendo para poner ofrenda, pero dormido. El espíritu femenina entró en el cuerpo humano por la nariz. En la arena se reventó el cuerpo del hombre con las estrellas. Reventó al mundo y voló las semillas muy microscópicos. Por todo el mundo voló la semilla de tabaco. Por eso tabaco tiene femenina y masculino en el universo, y vamos a continuar con la siembra.
So he's saying the man was actually buried in the sand. It looks like he's almost dying. But then he connects with the spirit of the sky, with the universe. And from the universe came a star that is called
Quillur.
Quillur.
Superwoman.
Quillur Superwoman. And this spirit is a feminine spirit. And she came and she realizes the heart of the man was still beating. So she said, oh, you are not dead. You are still alive. Because she can feel his heartbeat. And then she entered, the star enters through the nose of the man into the body of the man. And when she enters into the body of the man, the body of the man explodes in many, 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 many different little pieces. And that is how the tobacco seeds expand from all over the world. Because they are so little and so light, they don't wait. So they were able to flew all over the universe, all over Mother Earth. And that is the reason that the tobacco has two sides, the feminine side and the masculine side. Because the union of these two, the star with the feminine side and the man with the masculine side. And from these two is when the tobacco is born. And now he's going to tell us a little bit about how we plant the tobacco.
El abuelo tortuga sabía lo que iba a pasar, lo que estaba pasando. Entonces estas plantas crecieron en la playa. Cogieron y dijeron, este es para ofrenda. Continúa la historia, pero continúa la siembra. Por respeto y sanación de la humanidad.
So,
ofrendas el mundo.
Grandfather Tobacco then started to grow where the man was buried in that sand. But Grandfather Turtle also knew everything that was happening at the time. There is a long story about Grandfather Tobacco, but Flavio, maybe another time, can tell us about that. But he, Grandfather Turtle, he knew about the tobacco coming into life, coming into being. And he also knew that this is the plan that we needed to use in that offerings, that the men and the women at the times were asking, how is it, what is it that we can offer to the spirits of the water, to the spirits of the mountain? So Grandfather told her, knew that this plan was what they needed to offer to the spirits.
Entonces, tabaco, para sanar, crean unas reglas para sembrar esta semilla. Tiene que tener todo, leña, agua, comida, por 90 días. No tiene que matar pájaros, grillos, águila, mono, sajino. No tiene que matar serpientes en ese día. No tiene que golpear mucho, no tomar mucha agua. 90 días para sembrar tabaco. Dieta sin sexo, sin azúcar, sin cosas ácidas. Limón, naranja, piña, mora, no tiene que tomar. Tiene que entrar en dieta para sembrar esta semilla.
There are, in order for the tobacco to be a medicine, there are rules, there are protocols that needs to be followed the way that the tobacco is supposed to be planted. And then before you start the planting, you have to make sure that you are ready to do it. Because you have to go to the site that is in the middle of the jungle, is in a clear site in the jungle. And you have to bring your food, you have to bring your water, you have to bring everything that you need to stay there for 90 days.
Wow.
But not only that, you need to be in a special spiritual diet. You cannot consume any kind of acidic food, like lemons or oranges or even berries, he says. We cannot have sex for 90 days. We cannot kill any animals for 90 days. He says, if a snake come into the site, they need to call someone else from the family, a son or someone from the family to actually take away the snake. They cannot kill any animal, any bears, any monkeys, anything as they are planting.
Entonces, si de repente hizo sexo, por si acaso comió una fruta ácida, faltando 3 días de cosecha, va a venir cientos de grillo esa madrugada, va a comer toda la plantación y no hay cosecha.
So if by any chance we break the rule, then, for example, he says, like, if we eat a fruit, one fruit that is acid, or if we have sex, then before 3 days previous of the harvesting day, then hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of crickets are going to come and eat all the plants. So it's not going to be able, it's not going to be possible to harvest any tobacco.
Entonces mi abuelo contaba de cuando el humano siembra cosas sagradas, los espíritus del bosque están vigilando. Tienen dron, están viendo. Sienten lo que usted está haciendo para sanar humanidad. Entonces ahora va el uso.
Sí. So in order for the tobacco to be a medicine, his grandfather always says to Flavio that when we are planting a medicine, that is gonna, anything that is gonna be able to support or healing, then the spirits of the forest are looking. They are watching us. And they are protecting, but they also know if we break the rules. So we have to be always doing the right thing.
Ahora, cosechamos y vamos a usar un ejemplo de 48 secretos, un ejemplo.
So after they harvest the tobacco medicine, he's going to share one secret about how they use it.
Cuando somos ribereños, dormimos en la ribera del río, hay muchas anacondas, serpientes venenosas, tigres de la laguna. Mi abuelo dice que no debemos dormir roncando, porque somos carnadas del bosque. Entonces tenemos que sanar sinusitis.
So, for example, when the people of the jungle, some of them live near the river, like on the shores of the rivers, but then there are also many animals living there, like anacondas or tigers and many other animals. So when they use the tobacco medicine and they fall asleep, they are not going to snore, because if they snore, the animals will come. So with the tobacco medicine, they able to heal our sinus. So we don't snore when we are sleeping, and the animals will not know that they are there.
Es parte de una preparación de 50, 60, 70, hasta 100 años.
It's part of a preparation.
Para resistencia para 100 años. No estar con problemas de gargajos, ni pulmón malo. Tiene que estar fuerte.
So when they take this medicine this way, when they take the medicine this way, then they are ready. Their bodies is ready, is healthy for 70, 80, 90, 100 years. They will not have any problems with their lungs. They will not have any problem with their sinus. They will not have any problem with their throat.
Entonces, mi abuelo me enseñó un secreto.
His grandfather taught him one secret.
Preparar en un pilche, tabaco, 2 noches, tercera noche, luna llena.
They take a little bowl that they call pilche, and they put the tobacco in the pilche for 2 nights. And then in the third night, it's going to be full moon.
Sacrificamos una tortuga.
And then they sacrifice a turtle.
Mezclamos la sangre de tortuga con vino de tabaco, tomamos.
Then they mix the tobacco wine, what they call the tobacco wine, that is the tobacco infused in Wayusa tea. And they mix it with the blood of the turtle, and then they drink it.
También comemos un poquito de corazón. Niños, niñas, jóvenes, puede ser 10, 15 jóvenes. En ese momento se descubre que nosotros somos, que tenemos un árbol con flores, somos un árbol con flor, un espíritu enflorecido. descubres que quién eres usted.
So they also eat a little piece of the turtle heart. And then they give this also to the kids and to the young adults. And that way they discover who they are and they see themselves as a tree, but as a flowering tree.
O sea, esa mezcla química entre la planta y la sangre de Abuelo Tortuga es como una química para fortalecer alma y el espíritu como una flor enflorecida.
So this mix of the blood of the turtle plus the tobacco plant, what allowed us is to be as strong and as beautiful as a flower.
Esto es parte de una escalera para subir a otras chakras de las montañas donde están los abuelos.
So this is just one step in an stair that goes up so we can get to the mountains where the grandfathers and grandmothers and the spirits live.
Entre los dos mundos, mundo humano y mundo espiritual.
Between the two worlds. That mountain is a mountain that exists between the two worlds, the physical world and the spiritual world.
Pero este secreto ya son tesis de grado.
But these secrets are already thesis of a PhD thesis.
Permite que puedes soñar claramente y viajar portales.
So with when they intake this medicine, that allows them to travel. That allows them to visit many, many different portals.
Es un honor y continuará esta historia de Abuelo Tabaco. Y hay muchos, muchos secretos con el tabaco. Se puede cambiar cualquier otra cosa. Por ejemplo, en el ojo. Pones en el ojo para la noche y pones un hongo mágico de la selva en el ojo, no necesitas linterna, solo puedes caminar en la selva con el ojo o en oscuridad, puedes ver como un tigre, como un perro, como un lobo, puedes ver noche, no necesitas linterna, solamente es cambio de química entre el hongo mágico y el tabaco.
And this is only one way, but there is another mixes that they do. Like, for example, they mix it with what they call a magical mushroom. That is not a psychedelic mushroom. It's just a magical mushroom with a tobacco plant. And then they put it in their eyes. And then they can go in the jungle at nighttime. And their vision is like a tiger vision. They can see everything and they don't need a flashlight. They can see the snakes. They can see everything that is there.
Entonces, esto nosotros usamos como sagrado, como algo ritual, no como vicio, sino como algo sagrado nuestro. En mi clan nos dicen, esos santis, ayuyu, no mueren, son mala hierba, porque nosotros somos fuertes de espíritus, no vamos a morir con pandemia ni otras enfermedades que vienen. Estamos fuertes, preparados para enfrentar este mundo globalizado y la contaminación.
For these medicines, for them, for the Ayuyuy clan, that is Flavio's family, Ayuyuy clan, they, thanks to these medicines, they are very strong. So they will not get sick. They will not die because of a pandemia or a virus or of this kind of diseases because all the medicines that they take.
Amigo, es un honor dar este mensaje. Por eso estoy creando una escuela que se llama Escuela de Enseñanza, Escuela de Aprendizaje, Escuela de Instrucciones para orientar el uso y manejo de las plantas. El tabaco no para vicio, tabaco para sanar nuestro cuerpo.
So that is one of the reasons that he is creating this school. That is a school where he intends to share these knowledges. He intends to share the medicines and all that all of his secrets and stories, ancestral stories, that the tobacco medicine, for example, that is not supposed to be an addiction. This is a sacred plant. This is a medicine. And this is one of the secrets that he wants to share with everybody.
Entonces ahora estoy aquí pidiendo solidaridad para proteger, recuperar tierras. Me falta el 10% de la subida para que mi escuela ya se abra y arranque este trabajo mío. Y pues gracias a Abril, Lori, Kes, el equipo aquí, Manuel Piña, Laura, me han ayudado hasta el momento para que sigamos recuperando el sitio sagrado, tierras ancestrales, para que esto continuara, conocimiento.
So he's here in the north asking for solidarity. He has been able to recover many big part of his ancestral land, but there is still a 10% that we need to recover to start to start the school, to open the school that he's dreaming of. So we are here working with many people, but he's very grateful for the people who have supported him on his dream, like Lori, Abril, April, Lou, Kester Reed, Manuel Piña, and many others that have supported him here. But he's here asking for solidarity so he can start this school. He can open this school.
We're thankful for the lessons that you've imparted. Let's ask Christine if she has some.
I think it's a fabulous idea that you're opening a school. I think that's really important. Do you have a webpage with all that information?
Sí, estoy abierto para. Estamos queriendo abrir en Texas una escuela de chamanes, pero yo estoy abriendo escuela de guayusa. Acá en el norte entienden como escuelas de chamanes, otro concepto, pero yo en otro concepto. Mi abuelo me dijo que diga solamente soy niño jardinero, niño barrendero, niño leñero. Entonces, pero si hablemos crear una escuela de chamanes, también tengo fuerza para poder soportar esa escuela de chamanes aquí en el norte. Y está abierto para avisar al mundo de que esta escuela no solamente es para enseñar medicina o tomar plantas psicodélicas, sino también de escuela de líderes, niños de liderazgos con espíritu que, de cambio, niños tayas, de integración social.
Muy bien, gracias.
He's very happy to be able to share the knowledge, but he wants to make it clear that this school is not only about the psychedelic plants, it's about creating leaders, creating leaders. So the teaching the kids to become leaders, leaders of the future, right? So sharing the knowledge. And for example, there are people in Texas who are inviting him to open a shaman school, a shamanic school. And his grandfather, for example, always said to him, you are not a shaman. Don't ever call yourself a shaman. Always he presents himself as a gardener boy, as a boy of the forest, as a sweeping boy. That's the way that he introduced himself.
That's humility.
Like very, very humble with humility. So he wants to pass these teachings. He wants to share this knowledge with the world. He always says that he wants to share. There are other people from the jungle that they don't want to share the knowledge. But he's here. His mission is to share. He wants to open the school, of course, in the south. He says, I don't want to travel anymore. I want to be in the jungle just teaching. That's all that he wants to do. So, but at the same time, we are dreaming of opening a school here in where we live in the north. So we can also learn here. Teach the kids here. So this is a big dream, and we are really asking for support, solidarity. And yes, there is a web page. We are working on it right now.
Yes.
Beautiful. Tobacco is so problematic in our country. Does it have to do also with the way that we treat the plant, the way that we grow the plant, the pesticides, the chemical fertilizers, the abuse of the plant? Yeah. Is that part of it? Because it's not just the plant, it's the spirit of the plant. You've got the consciousness of the plant, the body of the plant.
When you remove the sacred.
Yeah.
Estoy muy preocupado por las farmacéuticas, compañías farmacéuticas, y las leyes de los gobiernos nos privatizan nuestra propia riqueza y nos ven como pobres, a los campesinos, a los estudiantes, al ser humano nos ven pobres, las farmacéuticas, los gobiernos, sus élites piensan que somos pobres porque no defendemos sueldos. Por eso las farmacéuticas, estoy preocupado porque la parte científica, la parte técnica, la parte cultural, tiene que unirse, están separadas. Entonces hay competencia de mente y ese es un ego para el mundo. El mundo está destruyendo, está en peligro el mundo. Entonces, lo que yo veo es que las farmacéuticas, por sus intereses, tienen celo. Las medicinas del bosque, del campo. La selva es un templo donde está farmacia natural, donde recolectamos plantas, semillas. La ley de los gobiernos de los países no puede poner un templo de bosque en un papel, en una constitución, o la ley espiritual. Están violando. Es una violación de plantas, están alterando plantas. Entonces, en vez de sanar humanidad, están enfermando.
So he's really worried about the pharmaceuticals companies. He's really worried about the governments. So because they are using the plants in a different way, like they see like a comp there is a competition between technology and science and the cultural knowledge, and he thinks that those two needs to be come together. But the pharmaceuticals, what they're doing is like they're actually destroying the plants medicine because it's against their own goals, their own missions,
Oh,
whatever they
interesting.
want to call it, right? So he's worried about that, but he thinks that the way to go is to work together and go back to respect of the medicine. So he's calling them out, and because they think that the indigenous people, the farmers, the students, they are poor, but Flavio thinks the opposite. Flavio thinks that the indigenous people are actually very rich. So he's seeing that this is the main problem of like there is so much competition between the mind and the cultural knowledge. And he feels like when we erase this competition, then we are going to go back to work together and to respect the medicine.
So it's really an understanding, it's a cosmology, it's a worldview, it's a whole way of orientation to the universe and our place in it that we're healing.
And there seems to be a cycle where, as humanity continues to advance in the world of technology, there's also this inner technology desire that seems to be springing forth, where people are looking for traditional knowledge because they're feeling disconnected the further we go down this road, and without having traditional knowledge available to us, without having the grandfather speaking and hearing from the grandfathers and knowing these things. So within the culture, European culture, we're finding such a desire and need to go back and find those roots, a means
Access.
of access and connection.
El mismo pandemia fue un cambio para todo, para valorar qué significa vivir en la tierra, en el bosque. Dio muchos impactos como miedo, como trauma, pero al mismo tiempo dio cambios en las comunidades indígenas de valorar más nuestras plantas, de estar más conectados con el bosque. Sentimos que tenemos que estar más preparados para esta cambios de climáticos, enfermedades.
Yes, he agrees with what Paul and Laura are saying. He, for example, thinks like with the pandemic, for example, what he saw, it was like, yes, there was a lot of fear, there was a lot of death, there was a lot of all of that. But at the same time, there was a transformation, there was a change in the consciousness that allowed, for example, for the indigenous people to realize what the forest really is, to value even more the medicine, the traditional medicine, to realize that they have a natural pharmacy in the jungle. So he sees it like this is something that it has the two sides, and it's part of those cycles. That something that apparently is bad is also bringing loss of consciousness.
Yes.
So he sees it as you say in Paul, that yes, there is, even in the indigenous communities, there is more, even more, giving more value to all the knowledge, to the cultural knowledge and the medicines. And they realize how much valuable those medicines, seeds, plants are.
Mm-hmm. So
do you see a future in which the world that we have today can accommodate the indigenous world? Do you see that they're ultimately a good fit together? Is there hope in the future for this?
Sí, tiene que unirse una comunidad internacional y una comunidad entre norte y sur. Sí, tiene que unirse porque en Sudamérica hay mucha medicina y necesitamos alimentar el alma espíritu de una comunidad que está en la ciudad. Entonces tenemos que de ley unirnos entre dos mundos, norte y sur.
Yes. He sees a future and he believes that, yes, we need to come together, the north and the south, and because all of those medicine is the medicine that we need when we live in a city, for example. So if we really want to survive, we need to come together.
Mm-hmm. Entonces estoy buscando crear una compañía exportadora de productos naturales, entre comida orgánica, entre medicina, para poder sacar permiso, porque yo traigo medicina, me quitan en el avión. Yo traigo medicina, me quitan la migración, narcótico. Entonces, yo veo como no hay respeto en las leyes de policías, en las leyes de aviones. No hay respeto que estamos trayendo medicina para curar, para sanar, con intercambio. Entonces, de ley toca conversar legalmente para poder traer medicina al norte.
Gracias, Flavio. Another dream of Flavio's is that to bring the medicine here in the north in a legal way. Yes. He's dreaming of opening a company that he can bring organic food, organic medicines, and so much more. Like his mother, who is almost 90 years old, for example, he carries a medicine that is vital for women. And she wants to bring it here. But what happened is when Flavio comes here, that happened this time in Mexico, they took away all the medicine that Flavio was bringing. So there is no respect for the medicine. Flavio is bringing this medicine so they can heal. He can heal us. He has been working with many indigenous communities this time. He has worked in the Yukon. He spent a day canoeing in the bay here, in the waters here in Vancouver, with the Tsleil-Waututh people, one of the nations from here, against the pine line. And he says, this is like a 1,000-year trip. It's not a day. It's like he felt that he was 1,000 years on those waters. So this is what he is intending, to bring that connection north-south, but to bring it in a way that the medicine is not taken away.
Is the tobacco plant that we know of as tobacco, that is that a different or the same plant that he's using for medicine?
Puede ser semilla de tabaco de cualquier parte de los continentes de la Tierra, del universo. Está en la fórmula cómo la vas a crecer y cómo vas a cosechar. Tabaco es universal.
The tobacco is a universal medicine, is a universal plant. The secret, so we can use any seeds. It doesn't matter where the seeds are coming from. They can come from any part of the world. The secret is the way that we plant it, is the way that we grow it, is the way that we harvest it.
And communicate with it.
Do you do rituals while it's planting, to harvest it, to use it? There are rituals.
En la cosecha, en la siembra se canta, en la siembra. Y en la cosecha se canta. 3 de la mañana tomando guayusa, guayusa ti, y con la quena, y la mujer y el hombre cantan. Los que están ahí sembrando, cantan. So,
during the time that the plant is growing, as well as when the harvesting time, they sing. They wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and they drink the guayusa tea and they play the flutes and many other musical instruments and they sing their songs to the plants.
Ah.
It doesn't matter what language you sing. It doesn't matter.
Intención.
It's really about the heart. Yeah.
Exactly. All is about the intention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
But he says at 3 o'clock in the morning is very important.
Tengo un hijo que se llama Hambi. En la danza de sol en Washington, Seattle, yo viví 7 años antes. Él creció, él puso nombre, el abuelo Dakota. Y él se ha vuelto como recolector de semilla de tabaco.
Mm-hmm.
El niño fue formateado desde el estómago.
Mm-hmm. So, Flavio has 3 sons. And the name of his sons were given by the Lakota people during a sun dance in Washington. Ah. So even
Seattle.
And even before, way before they were born, they were given the names. And the middle son, his name is Hambi, and as Flavio, he was Flavio likes to say reformatted, as he was in the womb. In the mother's womb. Mm-hmm. So for that reason, now Hambi has been collecting tobacco seeds from all over the world. So every time that Flavio is traveling, he's bringing seeds from different tobacco seeds from different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And his son is who is now, what is it, 6?
This is your journey.
He's 18 years old now. He has a huge collection of tobacco seeds from all over the world.
There's an assumption with tobacco that it's being smoked, it's being used traditionally in a way, or is it more like a sage or a smudging or both?
Or tea.
And tea as well.
Tiene 3 usos, 4, 48 usos, pero 3 nomás voy a decir.
He said that there are 8 different ways of using the tobacco, 48 different ways of using the tobacco. But he's going to share 3 of them with us.
Okay.
Ojo, para mirar noche y los sueños clarificar.
So in the eyes, they put it in their eyes to be able to have night visions, but also to see better in our dreams, to clarify our visions in our dreams.
Con un hongo.
And they mix it with the mushrooms.
En la nariz para sinusitis y limpiar el olfato para identificar las plantas, animales.
So in the north, so as he mentioned before, to cleanse the sinus, mm-hmm. to be able to cleanse our nose or sense of a smell, so we can identify the plants, we can identify, he says, the hummingbirds and all the animals.
Uh-huh.
So that's another way that they traditionally use it, the second way.
The serpiente.
And all the smells. He says that because it transforms, it cleanses our sense of a smell. Mm-hmm. Then, for example, he says, we are going to be able to smell a snake.
Ese es ojo, nariz, y cuando tomas 3 cucharadas de tabaco.
And they can also drink it. And when you drink it, 3 spoons of tobacco.
Yo sugiero que queden en la casa. No pueden manejar carros, quedar quietito.
He suggests in that case, when it's drink it, to stay at home for 3 days. Okay. Don't do anything. Don't go out. Don't drive. Don't do anything. Just stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Hace un frío fuerte. Frío, 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 frío. Hueso, todos los músculos, todo. Todo hace frío, frío, frío.
Because you will get very, very cold to the bones, to your muscles. And then you feel a huge connection to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Ese nos permite que nuestro alma espíritu se vuelva como de una águila o un algodón que eleva. Entonces nuestro espíritu cuando sueñas comienza a elevar y volar.
So when we take the tobacco, intake the tobacco, drink it, Then what happens is our spirits get so light. The spirit, our spirits is gets so light that it's able to be like a feather of an eagle. So it's able to flow, it's able to fly because it's so light.
I can see where a shaman school is going to be important because this is sacred knowledge with very specific protocols, powerful medicine that needs to be guided. We applaud your efforts. The other thing I wanted to say was, go ahead.
Here in the West, there's become a growing sensitivity to the idea of cultural appropriation. We're concerned that we're taking knowledge of the traditional ways that's not our culture, that we don't have a right to duplicate or copy, and we have a short attention span in the West. So when we talk about a tobacco ceremony, we want to be able to go to a two-hour seminar and learn, not to spend 20 years learning it properly. So what is that sensitivity and how does that all fit into? Because we're at a time in history possibly that the traditional knowledge is too important not to be shared. But at the same time, there's a sensitivity of not being taken inappropriately.
Nuestro clan, muchos chamanes son celosos de transmitir este secreto. Puede demorar 20 años. Esta conversación de tortuga y tabaco puede demorar 20 años para tesis de grado. Pero yo lo estoy informando para como instrucción y luego practicar. 7 días, 7 noches, 2 semanas, 1 mes, 3 meses, practicar. Y preparar jóvenes porque va a haber, viene el otro guerra que se llama guerra espiritual. Además de la guerra de agua, viene la guerra espiritual en este mundo. Entonces tenemos que preparar ciertas familias que están huérfanos de espíritu. Están preparados, pero tenemos que dejar prendiendo frecuencias y que tenemos que luchar juntos. O sea, unir todos los hombres y mujeres espirituales del mundo para no sentir solos.
So he thinks it's a time to really get together all the spiritual people around the world. Because this is a moment that is not only, he says, it's not only the world of the waters that is coming toward us, but it's also there is a spiritual world that is coming. So we need to be ready for that spiritual world. And he realizes there are good people, the spiritual people around the world. But the thing is, they are orphans of spirits because they were never educated, spiritually educated. So with these teachings, Flavio intends to give us instructions of how to be with the medicine, how to be with the plant, how to plant the plant and all of that. But he's also have the intention of teaching us the practice of. And how he can teach the practice of is like when we spend a week or 2 weeks or a month or 3 months or a year learning and practicing these instructions. But in that connection of all the spiritual people around the world. And in his clan, in specific, there are other people in the jungle that they don't like to share the secrets. But in his clan, his mission, what his grandfather told him was that this needs to be shared. This knowledge needs to be shared.
And there's many, many portals. The time is now, the many avenues. Right. The many openings, the many cracks in the old system are just calling us forth. You attended recently, I understand, a conference on plant medicine, and you wanted to impart a particularly poignant, timely message. Would you tell us that story, please?
Mi abuelo está muerto. Pero me enseña a cantar, me dice muchos mensajes. Siempre está conmigo mi abuelo, informándome. Dice que a más de guerra de agua, guerra espiritual, viene una enfermedad a través de agua. Y los espíritus, los ángeles, van a bajar a través de lluvia, en la lluvia llueve, en la lluvia bajarán espíritus a la tierra, a la laguna, traerán mensaje. Porque otra lluvia que viene es que nos va a caer en el brazo y nos va a dar comezón y va a ser como no cáncer, pero sí como lepra, como cualquier cuerpo. Entonces estamos preocupados por eso, este mensaje para el mundo, cuando el aire y el agua se contamine y va a podrir nuestro cuerpo solo con una gota de agua. Este mensaje es muy tenaz, muy fuerte. Posiblemente tenemos que vivir en los túneles abajo por muchos años, unos 100 años de debajo de la tierra, pero tenemos que ser fuertes para sobrevivir. Entonces, mi abuelo dice que tenemos que preparar ese antídoto en el bosque. Sí hay, pero tenemos que componerlo.
So, his grandfather, who was one of his teachers since he was 4 years old, he already passed.
115.
Like he passed when his Flavio's grandfather passed when he was 115 years old. But Flavio always says that his grandfather is always with him. He's always bringing message, teachings, medicines, everything. And one of the messages that is coming through his grandfather is not only that there is going to be a war of the waters and the spiritual war, but there is something really bad that is coming through the waters, like a disease that's coming through the waters. When the waters will get so polluted that even the rain coming from the sky and one little drop will touch our skin and we will get sick. Or the skin will get like some sort of disease, like blisters, like holes in our skin. But what is happening is like in the jungle, that is the antidote for this disease. They just have to create that antidote. And we have
antidote.
Mm-hmm. And then we have to be very strong to resist. We have to be healthy to resist this, what is coming upon us. Mm. So he says we might have to live in the tunnels underneath the earth. We are going to have to live in the tunnels underneath the earth for at least 100 years.
Mm.
This is a prophecy. This is a vision and a prophecy.
It's a prophecy, and this is the message that his grandfather is bringing right now. We need to get stronger. We need to get healthier in order to resist this, what is coming. And that we are probably going to be living under the earth for at least 100 years. Because the air and the waters will be so polluted that we are not going to be able to live over on the earth.
So, Laura, just, you know, what's sort of coming to my mind here that I wanted to sort of add in and share is that we're, it's like you can see why we're being told in the posture that we need to know about the tobacco. Because the tobacco is going to help to keep us strong and healthy. Yeah. And one of the other practices that Flavio didn't share is that there's a morning ritual and an evening ritual. Mm. Just like many cultures honor the sun. So in that, you know, as the sun is coming up, we are taking the tobacco up for us to do our prayers to the ancestors, to do our meditation, to activate the third eye. So my sense is the tobacco helps to keep the endocrine system really, really happy or healthy, I should say, right? So why do we become attracted to certain places and plants and all of that is because our spirit is calling us there to have these teachings. And it's like I was saying at the beginning, it was like I realized the only way we were going to protect the land is to actually buy it back, right? The reciprocal relationship of securing this for the future is paramount right now.
The teachings are here. Do we have the ears to listen? Do we have the heart to open? Do we have the will to enter the portal? The knowledge is here. The teachings are here. Mm-hmm. Are we going to pick it up and run with it? Yeah. Instead of running from it, let's run with it. Yeah.
Flavio, final vision and what you want to share with us so that we make sure we've included everything in terms of the invitation. And we really, truly appreciate the blessing of your presence today.
It's quite the call to adventure we're all on, isn't it? Yeah.
Sí, yo solamente quiero decir que hombres espirituales o mujeres vamos a ser perseguidos. En este momento en Sudamérica están matando líderes espirituales. Estamos en peligro nosotros. No es tan fácil decir que soy chamán o estamos. Necesitamos protección también nosotros, todos. Entonces, eso solo cantando vamos a estar protegiéndonos.
So Flavio is saying that that at this moment there is another serious problem, especially in South America, how the spiritual leaders are being persecuted. But that is coming for all of us. So anywhere in the world that there is a spiritual leader is persecuted, or it will be persecuted. But right now in South America, they are killing the spiritual leaders. So the spiritual leaders in South America, in the jungle, they need protection. They need our protection. And that's another way to help this union. That's another way to help making sure that this knowledge can be kept alive. How can we ensure that there is no more killing of these leaders?
There's the Inquisition still going on, isn't there?
Yeah. Especially, like, it's not easy for you to do his work because, like, they know who he is. They know about the family history. They know all the knowledge that they carry. They know how important this is. His ancestral home, that is one of those beautiful, or it was one of those beautiful houses, that it was thousands of years old with paintings around. It was destroyed in one day by the militaries and the government and the mining companies. So now one of the projects that Flavio is really working really hard right now is in building 100 houses in his community for the family, for the poorest family. Everybody's poor there, like he was saying. They are not poor, but they need housing like in many other parts of the world. So Flavio is working to build 100 houses, new houses in the community, and assuring that they have access to clean water.
We need to gear up and get stronger and get healthier and tune in employ the help of the ancestors and the spirits.
Yes. The only way that we can protect the leaders, the only way that we can assure that they continue to do the work is through the music. Yeah. So he's going to play his kena, his flute, for us.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank you.
Yo cuando tomo vino de tabaco, cuando entra sol, o grito del sol, entono kena. Mi abuelo me enseña, tiene dos lados del universo para entonar con la kena. Puede ser guitarra, violín, hoja o kena. Solo hay que entonar nomás, solo ocultando, para comunicar con los ancestros, para despertar a los ancestros que están descansando, durmiendo. Se despiertan ellos cuando entonamos kena.
What his grandfather taught him is that they played the kena, the flute, with the sunrise or the sunset, because that's the way to wake up the ancestors and the spirits when they are resting. So that was one of the teachings from his grandfather as well. Thank you.
La quena dice. Esta canción es muy mágico. Volando lleno de flores, de pluma, en el universo, donde grita el sol, donde se oculta ese... papagayo rojo volando.
This is the magical sun. When Flavio plays the quena, this music that his grandfather taught him is actually not only waking up the ancestors, but he's also invoking a spirit that is flying in the universe, that is floating in the universe, and is flying so high as a red macaw is flying in the sky.
Let's have the flute one more time, because he was a little bit off screen and the sound was chopping. So if I can put Flavio in the center of the screen, turn the laptop and put him at the center, and one more time with some flute, because it didn't come through except in pieces.
Oh, and then we want a screenshot of the three of you before we go.
Afterwards.
Yeah, a screenshot would be good.
Okay, let's try.
Tell Lori, don't go.
Yeah, let's try that.
Yeah. What do you think about what Flavio is right now? Do you think that's good?
They could maybe send us a file.
Okay.
Oh, don't go away, Paul.
They're ringing a doorbell.
Oh. Okay.
Do we have to wait for them to come back?
¿Cuántos días para pedir carta para la visa? ¿Tienes que hacer puente? Porque no quiero hacer escuela de chamanes con Texas, como que me preocupe y todo eso. Solo quiero visitar Estados Unidos. Una bestia.
Beautiful, thank you.
Quería pedir algo importante. Yo tomé ayahuasca en Tallahassee, en Miami, en Washington D.C., Colorado, Nueva York, Washington, Seattle, Portland State, Los Ángeles, Texas, Pasto, Texas, Santa Cruz, San Francisco, Hawaii, Kauai, cocina de ayahuasca. Tengo bastante visitas ahí por 19 años, dos veces al año. Y mi amigo, el que me ayudaba, está bien viejito, Peter Abbott Tallahassee. Me mandó la carta, pero la carta está caducada. Podemos enviar el modelo. Y pues de repente, si ellos me brindan confianza y me mandan una carta, tengo buenas referencias de ley americana, no tengo fallas, he cumplido leyes. Y pues si ellos comparten una carta de invitación para solo renovar mi visa este año, se caducó hace 5 años por la pandemia y todo eso, entonces sería un honor. Mucha gente también necesita jóvenes y todo.
Like before, like when we were getting ready to play the flute again, Flavio says,
the States, the United States is a monster. But he has been walking in the state, or he walked in the state for 19 years. He drank ayahuasca in many, many places in the States, and he did a really amazing job. And he thinks there is so much healing to do in the States. So he had this invitation to go to Texas to open the shamanic school, but he thinks that's not the place for him to go at this time. So he's asking for some recommendations of people that you might think who might be able to invite Flavio to go, to apply for the visa and to work. That's all that he wants to do, to share the knowledge and the medicine.
Yeah, if we could be of assistance, yeah. Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, don't know exactly anything to say, but blessings and thank you. And a powerful message. It's a message that it speaks directly to the heart. And like we have already established, I mean, we're at this pinnacle of time. We're at this place where this type of knowledge needs to be embraced. It's being more and more making its way into the main part of civilization, but at the same time, there's other forces pushing back. And so there's
that spiritual war. Yeah.
The spiritual war, like you mentioned. And so anyway,
this is the antidote, isn't it, to all of our ills.
Mm-hmm. Part of the mission of what Laura and I do and this institute is this idea that we can facilitate in whatever humble way these types of discussions and this important information. So it's a blessing to have you here today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, keep up the good work.
So. Gracias.
Mm. Gracias.
Yeah.
Gracias.
Thank you for your patience.
This has been Conversation for Exploration, and I want to thank you for joining us on our tour around the universe at large here tonight. And join us next time. I'm Laura Lee.